Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
You're listening to a Countout podcast. Yeah!
Hey, everybody, this is Amanda Bones.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 52. I know we just said what episode number it is, and I didn't write it down.
It's 52. It's all about Full Gear.
That's right, folks. Last night. You know, I'm going to say it. I think AEW wins on pay-per-views.
It was just so good.
Well, it was like fantastic from start to finish.
Yeah. Yeah. We were trying to see what we would like kind of maybe chop out to like not talk about. And it was really hard to figure out what we were going to just kind of glaze over.
Which, I mean, we've got a few things we'll glaze over, but, yeah, it's not like the WWE pay-per-views where you and I both are like struggling to find things to talk about.
Seriously.
It was like, oh, we're gonna talk too much about this. Oh no.
Yeah, that's okay. What happened last time was it ended up being a two-parter. We're going to make it it's going to be an effort to try to not make this a two-parter, but
I mean, let's be real. It's going to be a longer episode, but it will not be a two-parter.
So should we start from the top? We're going to talk about the buy-in.
Oh, okay. So just really quickly. I don't always watch the pre-show, but with AEW, I like to because I am a horrible AEW fan and don't actually watch often enough, I should say.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm being real, I need to tattle on myself. I don't think I've watched wrestling outside of for the podcast in a month.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that we always say that like November is Amanda's bad month.
Yes. And November is my bad month.
October was like the prequel to that. So it was just like the buffer.
It was like, there's just not going to be a lot. Amanda has not a lot right now.
Yeah, she's got too much to do. So we're going to give her a little bit of a break from wrestling. So,
but the pre-show was fantastic because I got to catch up on some storylines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gave you everything in a nice little package.
It was so nice. I got the background. I know who's mad at who. It's fantastic. So yes. Thank you, pre-show. I appreciate you. And normally I hate the pre-show matches, well, at least like the WWE ones. I'm like, why did you guys put this on here?
Mm-hmm.
This makes no sense. But this one I thoroughly enjoyed.
I would love to see more of Thunder Rosa and Jamie Hayter together, like as far as like wrestling each other, because I really liked watching them go against each other. It was very good.
I fully agree. I cannot stand Jamie Hayter.
Really?
I fucking cannot stand her. I want to like her, but every time she comes out, I'm like, this fucking broad.
I think, well, as far as I can tell, everyone agrees. Her butt looks like Rey Fénix's mask. Does.
Well, I know what we're titling the episode today. Her butt looks like Rey Fénix's mask. Okay, amazing. Nyla Rose and Jamie Hayter are a great tag team. I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does it feel like to anybody else like she has kind of fallen from grace since losing the title?
So I also think that she was kind of working with a little bit of an injury. Because I unless it was like a fake injury, but I think she was having some like knee issues. But I think that, okay, I have to preface this with like, I know that you're slightly out of the loop with like shit that's going down on Twitter. We are coming off the heels of like Tony Khan being a full-on asshole like last week. Actually, just a few days ago, and saying basically cutting off Ella J, who is a journalist in women's wrestling, who basically asked him, does he feel like he's doing enough for women's wrestling? And he cut her off mid-question and said he does not feel he's getting enough credit for the what he does. When I say I don't feel that Sheeta's being booked properly, we are coming off the heels of this.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna make one statement about this because this could be a whole episode in itself because your girl's mad now. Okay, so I will say this. I don't care if the reporter is male or female, let them finish their fucking question.
Yeah, it's just rude.
That's rude. Tony Khan, don't make me hate you. Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
Okay. There has been like, hey, good guy Tony Khan things, but I've always had this thing in the back of my head with him. I'm not gonna say it. Because there's a certain word I want to use, but I don't want to get in trouble. I'll tell you off the podcast.
Got it. Okay. We will talk about
this. No, I will say. I'm all,
if you want to Instagram message me about it.
I'll just tell you after. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. Apparently he did contact her and apologize for interrupting after the fact and said it was not professional of him to do so. Maybe he was just in a mood, but I don't think that that was very good of him to do. Anyway, that being said, yeah, I think maybe Sheeta is kind of everyone else is getting a little bit of a push and
yeah,
Sheeta isn't anymore, but you know, maybe she's just getting a little bit of a rest right now.
I mean, she is still wrestling fairly frequently. It just doesn't seem to be on the main rosters as much.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It kind of bummed me out. I'm like, bro, this chick had the belt like
for a while,
not that long ago.
Yeah. And she had it for a really long time. So,
yeah. So it just, I don't know. It bummed me out. And then Thunder Rosa can do no wrong in my eyes. That woman is amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, they kind of are still pushing the Serena Deeb and Sheeta weird thing, because Serena Deeb was in like the crowd. I don't know, that was kind of weird to me too.
Yeah, I saw that and I was just like, who fucking cares? She's not wrestling.
Well, she kind of has been like attacking Sheeta and stuff too. She's kind of coming out of nowhere and just like smacking Sheeta around. Anyway, this was like, yeah, it was pretty narnar. Okay. We are also in the place. This is the anniversary of Eddie Guerrero's death in the place that he died.
Yeah.
And like the I believe it was the last center that he wrestled in before he died. Like this was the last place he wrestled in before he died. But Vicky was fucking on one because she was so goddamn loud.
She was on a sick one.
Yeah, and I was just like, I have to turn it down because it was just so loud. That being said, we did get a lot of Three Amigos.
Yes.
This whole pay-per-view, which I'm here for, but like, yeah.
Vicky was on a sick one for sure.
Yeah, she was screaming.
Oh my god. At like one point I wasn't paying attention. I think I was stitching or writing something down. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't paying attention. I was hearing it. And then all of a sudden the kid was like, "Who is this woman who's screaming?" And I'm like, "Well, if it's one of the wrestlers, like it's one of the wrestlers." And she's like, "No, it's somebody that has a Karen haircut."
Yeah. You're like, "Oh, it's like, Vicky."
I was like, "Oh, that's Vicky." And I was like, yeah. "But we're going to be nice to her today because this is a rough day."
Yeah, this is her rough day. We understand. Yeah. yeah, and then Nyla won, right? She got the pin?
No. She
did. She'd have got the pin.
Yes.
She'd have got the pin. My bad.
Sheeta and Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
Also, Thunder Rosa has like the sickest entrance music.
My God. Thunder Rosa just is everything.
Everybody loves Thunder Rosa. God damn it.
Seriously, she's the cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that was the buy-in.
That's the buy-in. There you go. We're keeping it short. We're moving along. We are hustling through this. We got a lot to cover. We got a lot. Okay. Pay-per-view starts. Kapow.
Yeah.
Fireworks. I don't know if there were fireworks, but I was making nachos at this point. But so the first match was Darby Allin versus MJF.
Okay, his fucking outfit was atrocious.
His fucking outfit was, somebody straight threw that up.
It was so okay. The lavender, first of all, but like, yes. The lavender and Burberry. He wants everything in Burberry. He doesn't have to stick with Burberry. It's okay.
I want to tell him Burberry hasn't been cool since I was in high school. Like, I want to tell him, and I feel like MJF and I are probably. Nope. You know what? We're probably not close in age. Never mind.
Nope. No.
Because he's a baby.
He's a child. He's like 23.
Oh, so he doesn't know anything.
No.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. MJF Burberry has not been cool for a very long time.
He's from Jersey or something though, right? Maybe it's still cool there.
I think so. It's just so fitting.
Yeah, this match, everyone loved this match. I was so indifferent. I'm very indifferent on MJF. Indifference is worse than hate. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm pretty like meh whatever about MJF. I kind of hate the dude, and then I'm sad to say this, but I'm also kind of eh about Darby. Like,
yeah, the thing that made me pop more than anything is just the signs that were in the crowd.
I just got excited when Sting came out.
Yeah, Sting came out. He hit that little chair pervert with a bat too.
My favorite is he was hitting, Rosie was like, "He has a bat." I'm like, "Oh," I was like, "Oh, you don't know about Sting with a bat." I'm like, "Sting always has a bat." And I was like, "Not recently, but like Sting has always had a bat. That's Sting his has thing. A bat.
He comes yeah. out."
And then she was like, "I like his pants. It looks like skeleton hands are holding his butt up." And I was like, "Yep. Now we need these pants.
Yeah.
Now we need them.
We all need this." Yeah, if you thought this match was a banger, good. Great.
I do want to make one comment on the actual wrestling. I lied. It's two comments.
Okay.
First one, that fucking roly-poly nonsense they were doing around the ring was mm-hmm. my favorite thing of the evening. I don't care what anybody says. Favorite thing of the entire pay-per-view. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, I don't even know if I've ever seen MJF actually wrestle until last night.
Yeah, so we did talk about that briefly. Is that like, I think the thing that made this match good was the fact that they actually let MJF wrestle.
Yes, so I think maybe I would enjoy MJF more as a heel if we let him wrestle people, because he was fun to watch. I enjoyed watching him wrestle.
Yeah.
I cannot listen to him on the mic anymore.
Same.
I can't.
It's very annoying.
It's stupid.
I don't want to hear your voice.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want to hear it. Shut your mouth and go wrestle somebody, please. Thanks.
And he cheated again. So, I mean,
yes. Whatever. I mean, we kind of knew that was going to happen.
Whatever.
Whatever. You're the worst.
And then is this over? Is this feud over? Is he going to move on to another person?
Yeah, he's got to get the three other pillars taken out.
What are the pillars? I missed all the pillars. Who are the fucking pillars?
They showed it. It's like Darby, Sammy, and somebody else.
But pillars of what?
Like the young pillars of AEW that will be rising stars, that like are going to be rising superstars for AEW.
I hate this.
It seems like an odd pillars. And then I guess MJF's number four or something,
just to beat himself.
Yeah. So like I saw a meme somewhere, I don't remember if it was Instagram or Twitter or something, that was just like, so MJF's gonna just take out the rest of the pillars. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing we have is Lucha Bros versus FTR. I am going to say exactly one nice thing about FTR.
Oh.
Their new theme, like, fucks. It's good.
I thought for sure you were going to say something about the mustache.
No. Their new theme is, like, a straight jam.
I will agree.
It does not go with them whatsoever.
No. No, it doesn't.
But it is very, very good.
FTR is not even on my radar, dude. Like, not even.
I don't even have anything else to say about.
Yeah,
that.
Like the end. Lucha Bros, amazing as usual. They do the coolest shit. They are fucking animals.
Yeah.
I was pretty about the match overall, but I don't think it's because of the Lucha Bros. I think it's more based on the other tag team.
The only thing, yeah, fucking Rey Fénix is always on X Games mode, like literally just always on X Games mode. He's just like insane.
Yes.
And just like, I'm going to jump off this and then this and then this, and then I'm going to fucking kick you in the face. And at one point they tied poor Penta's little tassels onto the bottom rope and like, don't do that. But then Rick Knox like untied him, which I thought was so sweet. I think the problem with this match was like, okay, I don't like FTR, but the Lucha Bros are so good, and I feel like FTR is FTR, and I don't know, they don't flow well together for me. Again, people also love this match, but the ending for me was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And it felt so yucky that like it wasn't a clean win, and it felt really, I don't know. You have them coming off the heels of like that crazy tag match with the Bucks, and that was like so beautiful.
So beautiful.
And I think that that's my problem, is that like AEW has such good storytelling, and then like this happens, and I'm like, what the fuck does this mean?
Girl, and this does what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like a point where they should have finished the match, which was like Penta did the Three Amigos, and then Fénix had the frog splash, and it should have ended there because it was beautiful. It was like, you know, the tribute to Eddie, and it could have just ended.
Great stopping point, but instead we kept rolling down the road.
Yeah, and then they got their fucking like FTR got their lucha masks on from under the thing, and then it was like, oh no, it's not. I don't know who's Harwood and who's, I don't know what their names are. Dax. Is that the same one? Dax Harwood and the other guy.
The other guy.
Mustache and mullet. That's all I know.
I like that. That's a good fucking tag team.
Mustache was the actual legal man, but mullet was the one in the thing. But it's like Rick Knox, like, you had your masks on. How am I supposed to tell? The end.
Next. Next, Bryan Danielson versus Miro.
I thought this was going to be more brutal than it was.
I will say this. I have never enjoyed Bryan Danielson, ever. I found him to be incredibly underwhelming at WWE.
Really?
Yeah. But I will say this. The man seems to have gotten his fire rekindled for the sport.
Yeah.
And like, so far, the matches I have seen of him at AEW are fucking on point.
Yeah. I will say, yeah, I was gonna say that, like, I feel like he has, like, brutality a little bit has come out in AEW a little bit, and so that's why I was expecting this to be a whole lot more brutal.
But you also,
because of Miro, like,
yeah. I was like, we also took, like, the smallest man and put him up against the biggest man.
Like, yeah, I thought, like, Miro was going to fucking murder him. I thought the chops were going to be insane. Turned out, like, I think the chops in the Kenny and Hangman match were way more powerful than in this one. But we'll talk about that later. Yeah, I mean, there were some nasty kicks to the face. There was some, you know, that little thing where he locks his little arms around Miro's eyes and kind of scratches them out. It was gnarly in its own way, but
I mean,
to me, it was like, okay.
Yeah, I think it just had some, like, cool moments, but overall,
was I salty because I think it should have been Orange Cassidy? Absolutely.
I just have, okay, so here's my beef. I just have a hard time believing any of these tiny dudes are going to take down Miro.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with you there.
I know it's not, more than the size.
Miro's not all that tall.
No, but he's just like a fucking brick wall.
Oh, yeah. He's like, he's massive. Like, and I saw that last night. He's, I said that out loud. I was like, oh my God. Like, he's fucking huge.
Yeah. He's
big. But I think, not to put a damper on this match either, but, like, I feel like this had a tiny little rain cloud on it because, like, not just because of the Orange Cassidy stuff, but, like, this was supposed to be Jon Moxley. This was supposed to be, you know, it was supposed to be something else than it was. And not that I hate Miro by any sense of the word. I do love Miro. I just wish, you know, maybe his wife could have come out. But then again, no, because he lost. So... But he keeps talking about his fucking wife in these promos. And I'm like, are we going to get Lana in AEW? Or are we not going to get Lana? I don't know if we need Lana. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that she can stay home and it would be okay. And I'm all about bringing on more women. But
just not Lana.
She can stay home. And I like Lana. But
just not in this.
I don't need you here. He's fine. He's doing himself.
I don't know. I don't want her with him. Like,
I want them to have nothing to do with each other. If she shows up, they cannot have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
Stay away. You could do your own thing over here.
Yeah. This match was, it was hard hitting, but again, I thought it would be harder hitting.
Yeah.
Super next. Click, super click party.
Okay.
The super next magenta.
That fucking color was so bright, seriously.
Neon fuchsia.
And neon, then
the Bucks and their temporary hair dye. Someone needs to take it away.
Oh my fucking God. With purple mustache, like, boys.
Someone needs to take it away.
Do this. Nobody's checking you before you leave and saying, hey, bud, I don't think this is a good look.
Especially Nick.
Seriously.
Because it's Nick's idea. You could tell it's Nick's idea.
You're the fucking problem, buddy.
You're the one.
You're the fucking problem. Okay, I'll say this. Adam Cole is a great heel. I enjoyed him as a heel at NXT. But this whole, like, fraternity brothers vibe that he has with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega is a whole new level of douche I am here for.
So the thing is, too, is, like, there's so much more coming.
Oh, God. Because,
like, and especially with, like, what's happening with Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, like, it's going to take a really, really sad turn pretty soon.
Is Kenny just going to be alone? Everybody's going to abandon him? Yep, that's what's going to happen. Because the Young Bucks already abandoned him.
Yeah.
So. They're done with your ass.
Fuck them, right? They got their Adam Cole. We're about to get
where the belt goes.
We're about to get the what's that giant mountain with people's face on it?
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore of wrestling. We're about to get that because if Kevin Owens hops on over, the original team was Kevin Owens, well, Kevin Steen, Adam Cole, and the Bucks. So.
Wow. All right. We'll see how this goes then. Yeah. Interesting.
They weren't the elite until the Bucks went to Japan. So.
Shit.
Kenny's an afterthought there. Adam Cole's first.
I'm sure he hates that.
Adam Cole's the original.
I'm really hoping that Kenny will fall into Bucks a deep daddy that leads him to shave his fucking mustache.
I've said that multiple times. I'm like, hopefully he shaves after this.
Yeah, like just shave it down. Don't dye your hair dark. It's not a good look for you.
I want my blonde Kenny back. He looked so gross. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And then
Young Bucks, Adam Cole and Christian Cage and Jurassic Express.
Basically, denim. Dinosaurs wore denim.
Yeah, seemed like an odd choice, bud. But you guys do you, boo boo. Also, was this like one? Okay, I'm gonna say this really quickly. Was this a giant fucking commercial for that goddamn tape? Because I swear to God, every single person had that fucking tape on them.
I think everyone was hurt because they have been throwing each other off the fucking stages for like the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Ugh. Yeah.
We could go less hard in the paint before a pay-per-view. Or get sponsored by the tape company.
Yeah, they love
the either tape. Or. That's so funny. Okay, so there were a couple of things said by our commentators that I just fucking died over. One of them is that fucking ass hat that has the spray thing that sprays the Young Bucks.
Brandon Cutler, yeah.
I don't know who said it. Somebody fucking called him the associate stooge and I fucking lost it.
Someone on Twitter called him the mom from Mean Girls.
That's amazing.
Because he has that camera that he like takes everywhere with him and it's just like, oh my god.
Well, it doesn't help he's in a tracksuit.
A hot time. Pink tracksuit right now, especially.
Where's the other one? Oh.
I have something to say after this too.
The concerto, like I swear to God, the commentators wanted that to happen so badly. They just kept saying concerto until it happened.
Concerto.
They straight Beetlejuiced the fuck out of that.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Yes.
We had talked about this before the podcast too. MVP was fucking Luchasaurus just going hard.
Yeah. Normally he's just kind of like a peripheral wrestler that comes in here and there and throws somebody off of somebody, but he got to do stuff.
He was really just like, I'm gonna grab you and I'm gonna grab you. And then like when they were all super kicking him, he really like it took a while for him to go down. It's like, look at you, you little dinosaur. You're so great.
He's a fucking huge dude.
Yeah, he's very tall.
Like tall, and then he's got like a wide chest plate.
Do you know he was on Big Brother?
I do know that. I know that.
can we not put thumbtacks in people's mouths? I know.
Oh my god! Like
a little thumbtack goblin, and I love them so much. I don't want them in people's mouths. What if you accidentally swallow one?
Yeah. What happens? And the, okay, we put the super tax. The super tax. We put the tax super in his tack mouth.
Party.
Super tax party. So we put the tax in his mouth and. Mm-hmm. The amount of times they bounced off of those ropes before they stopped to do the super kick was unnecessary.
Well, they got to bounce before they kiss Adam Cole.
Unnecessary. Although I will say it's the cutest thing in the entire world that we do kiss each other.
My boyfriend said they should have only done that once and now it's getting old. Like, I think it's just their thing.
That's gonna be every time. 100% every time.
I think it's more of a kiss your friends thing.
I wonder if it's like kiss your friends. Male physical affection is 100% okay. Do more.
I have something to say, Adam Cole. Listen.
Oh.
Listen up, Adam Cole. Stop fucking Bobby Hilling people. He hits one more people. I can't talk. He hits one more person in the fucking nads. I'm gonna go off.
I'm fucking dying.
He needs to stop.
All right, guys, get ready. That's gonna be a sticker design. Stop Bobby Hilling people.
It's very rude.
Garbage pony pop art, we will be hitting you up shortly because this will need to happen. And you're you're the only person capable of mashup wrestling ideas.
It's Adam Cole saying that's my purse. That's my book. I don't know you.
Quit Bobby Hilling people. That's my new favorite thing in the entire world. Maybe that's the episode title.
Maybe that's it. Other than that, it was pretty high flying. It was great. Cool. Six boys just beating the hell out of each other. Adam Cole made them cute little knee pads with thumbtacks. Great job.
He was so proud of those too.
Like look boys.
Like these, like it was a prize winning pig. He's like, look at what I made.
Such a dork. Okay, and then the Jungle Man won. Good job, Jungle Man. Yeah, he's not a boy anymore. He's got a beard and chest hair, so
he's starting to grow. He went through puberty. We've got facial hair, buddy. Jungle Man.
He's in the city now.
That's why he's in jeans.
Oh, he's in the city. He's a That's city why. Boy.
Okay, right. Next up. You'll have to help me with the pairings on this one, because I'm just like, I don't understand at all why these were paired the way that they were.
It took me like three times to try to exactly figure this out, and I still got yelled at. Not yelled at, but still got told like, no, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. So it's Pac and Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
And then Malakai Black and Andrade.
Yes.
Why? Did Andrade not have anything else going on? Is that why he teamed up with Malakai Black?
Okay, so they're also secret best friends, but...
Oh, they are?
Yeah, in real life, they're secret best friends because Andrade's old manager is Malakai's wife.
Oh.
Zelina Vega is Malakai's wife.
Got it. I knew that. I hear Zelina
Vega is Andrade's manager. Anyway, secret best friends.
Got it.
But...
All right.
I think it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay.
So
who's Andrade's enemy?
Pac.
Oh.
Because he wants Death Triangle. I tried to explain it like Jeff Bezos. So Jeff Bezos will do anything to get a company, right? Especially like he will pay anybody for their company. So if you do not take his money, he will just destroy your company until it's cheap enough that he can just buy you out. So that's basically what he's doing to Pac, right? He wants the Lucha Brothers so bad that he's now getting FTR to beat up the Lucha Bros so bad that he's just going to beat the shit out of Pac so that he can then take the Lucha Bros. Because he's like, look, your friend doesn't save you. I will save you. Come with me. And so I think that that's the thing. And then Malakai's like, I don't like Cody.
I don't know. I don't even. Okay, I'm gonna say this. I love the feud between Cody and Malakai. I don't fully understand it, other than Cody wears a lot of white, Malakai wears a lot of black. But I'm here for it. It's fun. These are like my two favorite boys, and they fight each other constantly.
So. This match was so weird though. And then I think it's like for some reason it's setting up like Cody versus Pac too.
Yeah.
But there was so much weird shit happening. And like, I'm still like, I didn't see, believe me, I tried to fucking find it online. I could not figure out what happened during this match because Cody was ringside for a very long time.
I have a note that says, does Cody ever not get injured anymore?
But I don't know if he was injured so much as like, I don't know. I'm going to let you talk.
He was tired, maybe.
I don't think he was tired. There was some shit happening on the side, and that's what I saw.
Arn Anderson forgot his Waffle House menu when he came out.
But he certainly did not forget his gun.
No, he fucking did. He slapped the shit out of Jose. He was amazing.
Cody was like, or sorry, my boyfriend's also named Cody. This makes it hard. My boyfriend Cody was like, Arn needs to stop shooting people. There's enough violence.
No, I'm for it. Arn can keep shooting them.
He's earned those bullets.
Malakai Black has one of the sickest entrances in wrestling. You can fight me if you disagree. I was worried about who I needed to root for. But I mean, like,
right.
Well, because it's
both my boys. Wait a second.
You're all, huh? But I think Malakai Black is starting to win more and more over Cody as far as like who I need to root for.
That's good. I'm glad you're coming to the correct side.
The correct. Now you're like, I'm glad that you're now more into a wrestler that's more appropriate for you.
Well, I'm just like, now my hatred for Cody Rhodes can like be shown and I don't have to hide it anyway.
Oh, I do have one thing to say about something I saw on Twitter.
Okay, let's hear it.
Brandi Rhodes. What did she tweet? Hold on. I think I took a screenshot of it because I was just like, the fucking audacity. I did not. So she tweeted something about like, don't forget, Cody's got a hot ass wife, but she's a bitch. And I was just like, Brandi, I don't understand. Like, you could... how do I say this? I don't even like, go ahead and be a bad bitch, that's fine, but girlfriend, you haven't wrestled in a really long time.
Okay. Yeah,
is she just trying to stay relevant? Is that what's happening?
So I think the thing with Brandi is like, she's always been a heel. And I think Cody has a hard time with thinking that he's not.
Oh, yeah. Cody, you're a heel. 100%. You're not.
He doesn't think he is.
Yeah, no, you're definitely a heel, Cody. You are not the golden boy.
That's what's so funny to me is he absolutely does not think he's a heel.
No, he doesn't. He thinks he's the golden boy.
Yeah, he thinks he's a baby face and like he's just a good boy. No, yeah. Cody, you got booed coming out. Cody. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you what I saw.
Okay, tell me.
There was a sign that said Cody solved racism. This is like an ongoing joke on Twitter.
Oh God.
A while ago, Cody had like a fucking rant about how, because his daughter is, both black and white, that he is going to create a world for her that like is inclusive into both her sides of her race. And anyway, he just went on and on and on, and so there's just like always been this ongoing joke that like Cody solved racism, right? I never thought anybody would have the balls to make that a fucking sign.
So someone in the crowd legitimately had this on poster board,
not even in the crowd, front row.
Oh, and so okay.
When he fell out, and that's why I'm saying he took so long to get out, is because they literally had it there when he was laying on the fucking side. And so that's why I said on Twitter, did he kill the person who had that sign? Because, and that's why he took so long. Because of the fact that like, he was taking way too long. And then on top of it, he talked to someone because he had someone come over. Because at one point there was a security guard that came over, and I don't know if he took the sign. I don't, the person was still there. So I don't think that they took the person out of the seat or whatever. Okay. But Cody was pissed, and you could tell he was pissed. And then there was a lot of booing when he tried to come back. He like, when he did his little foot stompy thing to get Pac riled up, people were fucking booing.
They were not pleased. I did notice all of that. I cannot believe I missed that fucking sign.
There was, I can send it to you right now. There was that guy in like the gray and red, and he was like screaming at Cody, saying he sucks and like flipping him off and stuff. Yeah, it was not a good time. It just felt real odd.
Well, now it makes more sense why like it all kind of ended so messily.
Yeah, I just, it just felt weird in the middle. And then, but like, you know, Pac can do no wrong. And I just think he's amazing. So
he is amazing. I wish he wrestled more. I wish they allowed him to wrestle more, I should say.
Yeah. I think it's hard because he's in the UK.
This is the funniest fucking thing in the entire world. This is the funniest fucking thing. I'm printing this. I'm going to be a terrible person. I'm going to print this tomorrow at work. And then I'm going to tape it to the signed photograph that I have next to my nightstand, and then I'll post it and Cody can hate me too.
I just think that like maybe I don't know. I think Cody's having a hard time right now. Maybe we should just be nice to Cody. Let's just be nice to Cody for a little bit.
All right, we'll see. Okay, next.
Britt Baker and Ty Conti.
Okay. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Britt Baker. I've come around to the dark side. She's not my favorite. I don't have much of an opinion on Ty Conti.
Yeah.
I mean, the few times that I've seen her wrestle, she's fun. I liked her face paint. I thought that was cool.
I didn't understand that, like, I guess I... Why was she the number one contender?
I don't know. But she was
cool, and Rebel can fucking like almost beat out
she Vicky was...
for like being loud and obnoxious.
Oh my god, she's the next Vicky. I'm just waiting for the fucking Karen haircut.
I have to say that like at least everyone that I saw, look at these boys behind you just looking at each other.
Kevin's nuzzling into Peter's tummy.
Oh my god, the
baby. Stupid ass babies.
Sorry. I have to say that like anytime anyone comes out and it's like, who is that person? Oh, they're in Fozzie. Fuck. Okay.
Our fucking lovely commentators again with the fucking dude, they had some gold that they were giving us last night.
Excalibur was fucking on one.
I think Jim said this. Somebody said Rebel's cracked out of her mind here, needs a little decaf.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he definitely said that.
I was just like, what the fuck?
I felt that like there was one move that like kind of scared me for a second. I think it's when Tay Conti, like, was it her DDT or something? But she threw Britt pretty hard, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, and I've had this issue with multiple people that are multi-fight sport enthusiasts. Like, she does jiu-jitsu, she does MMA, she does judo, Tay Conti does a ton of different things. All of that is amazing. All of that is fantastic. And I'm stoked for you. But I sometimes think people that do the multiple like fight sport shit forget wrestling is not like these things.
Oh yeah.
So, and I can't remember who was talking about it. Maybe it was Jim Ross. Jim Ross and I were on the same page a lot last night.
Amanda, don't say that.
I know. I'm not proud of it. But like, there were a few things that were said where I was like, yes, I agree with you, Jim Ross. I agree. I think it was him, and he was like, yeah, but this is wrestling.
Yeah, also, I mean, that's true.
Britt Baker is such a good heel, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I love that she was like, I don't give a shit what color belt you have. This is the only one that fucking matters, and it's mine.
Yeah.
I was for it. Super for it. That, okay, I do feel like we do the lockjaw thing a little too early. One of the commentators was like, does she really need the glove right now?
Yeah, they kind of were pushing that, and I was wondering if they maybe were trying to take it home too soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know.
She didn't even use the lockjaw. She ended it with a fucking air raid something.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. It looked cool. I don't know if I believe that Britt Baker could really beat Ty Conti.
Really? Well, Ty, yeah, because Ty's kind of fucking insane too.
Yeah. So I don't know. Every once in a while I have a really hard time with this, and I'm like, okay, kayfabe, Amanda, kayfabe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that for me, this match like had a couple bumps that were a little too like
All right, Ty Conti, Britt Baker. Britt Baker held her title. She reigns supreme a little bit longer. We'll see how long it goes. Because who's honestly going to take the belt from her? The only person I really want to take the belt from her is Thunder Rosa, but that they're not going to let that happen right now.
I want it to happen though. Like,
but yeah.
But I think that's it's going to be so fucked because like, you have the TBS stuff happening too. Which is like the women's belt, which is fine. Oh my God, give me Ruby and Statlander, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
That'd be a good one.
Okay.
All right, next.
This fucking Eddie Kingston versus CM Punk. Oh my God. Eddie was, I know we're saying this for a lot of people, Eddie was fucking on one.
Eddie, okay. I love everything about this beef, this storyline, the matches. I love all of it because I legitimately cannot tell if these men hate each other or if it's all for the show.
That's the best part. You literally cannot fucking tell if Eddie Kingston hates CM Punk or if he's back there being like, oh, bro, we just fucking did it. Like, yeah, you cannot tell.
I cannot tell. Not even a little bit. And I am this is what we're looking for when we say we watch wrestling.
backfisted that man so hard before the bell even rang.
Bro. Just
a bam.
Eddie walking out. I was like, this dude's pissed.
Yeah.
Like, and Eddie's a fucking wild card anyways. Yeah, I love this man though. I know that if you listen to like what one of the first five episodes, I say I hate him and I can't stand him. Mm-hmm. That has completely changed. I'm in love with Eddie Kingston.
I think everyone is at this point.
The turning point for me was that fucking stupid ass exploding cage match thing.
Yeah.
Because the level of commitment that shit took.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up interviews with Mox afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That man is a fucking treasure.
Yep.
And we will love and take care of Eddie Kingston forever now.
Absolutely.
Dude, the crowd was going off for this one.
The chants for Eddie were just as loud as the chants for CM Punk.
100%. Yeah, it felt very even down the middle as far as like the crowd in attendance on whose side they were on. It was I have a note that just says murder.
Murder. Just murder.
Murder.
And we got
freaking color.
A lot of color.
Fairly quickly too.
And then Punk with color, as I just sent to Amanda, somehow looks better.
Yeah. Oh,
but a quick criticism.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know what's coming.
No long boys.
No.
No trunks.
Nope.
Awkward, nasty shorts.
It's those fucking, like, MMA shorts.
Yeah, no, don't like it. Would have loved long boys, would have loved Trunks.
Yeah. Also, like, because Malachi Black wears the MMA shorts every once in a while, but like his are just all black.
I don't like these.
But no. Like, there was a design flaw that I don't think anybody caught, and like they made like a
diaper.
Exactly. The stupid like lines that they put on his butt. I'm like, homies, you gave this man a diaper. And they're white. Like, you can't do that.
I did not like them. I did not it like was... the awkward shorts.
No.
You could have done long boys. I would have accepted long boys. Long boys are my favorite.
Trunks, because I want to know what tattoos are on his legs.
We got like a little sliver of a thigh, which, yes, I mean, thank you, but like long boys,
there's more there somewhere. Also, the next, okay, so I need two new merch items immediately. AEW, this is what I am requesting, make it happen. I need Sting's long boys in women's leggings immediately.
Yes.
Two, I want a CM Punk blood face shirt, like how Britt Baker has hers.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing, and I would buy that shit immediately. Please make the graphics so that I am able to cut it into a crop top.
Okay.
My only request.
All right.
They
were having fun, but also absolute murder. Okay, Eddie, I know I said this to you in my wonderful tweet. Do not rub that man's blood on your face, sir.
Yeah, there's like a whole contamination issue with that.
It's
like,
very nasty.
It's not great.
He kept screaming in that man's face and flipping him off and going like, like.
Eddie flipped off CM Punk so many times. He flipped the ref off. He flipped off CM Punk.
He was just pissed. There was like a point where CM Punk like seemed like he had the upper hand, and then Eddie just came back out of fucking nowhere. Fucking
mauled him.
And then like CM Punk kept doing weird shit. Like he was doing like John Cena's fucking like five finger shuffle thing. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? They thought he was gonna do like the GTS, and then Eddie's like, no, I'm gonna do the fucking GTS on your ass. And then like this match was insane, and I loved every single minute of it. It was good. I love this storyline so much. It has been so good from the start. We get bloody ass CM Punk trying to like shake Eddie's hand at the end, and Eddie being like, no, motherfucker, I'm still not going to shake your hand.
It hurt my heart so much. Because you yelled. Know me, I'm a huge like sportsman conduct kind of lady.
Yeah, that's why you loved Cody.
I'm big on respect. So like, one, I have to say it was fucking hilarious watching CM Punk try to stand up and fall.
I know, he was so wobbly.
I was definitely sad Eddie didn't shake Sam's hand, but now we have more storyline.
Seriously, now it's just fucking on.
Eddie is going to legitimately murder you now. I really want to know though, is this real hatred, or are you guys just this fucking good?
Yeah, like, seriously.
Because fuck, man, I can't tell.
Because Punk seems like cocky enough for Eddie to truly hate.
So I would have never, prior to this match, I would have never used the term douche in relation to CM Punk, because up to this point, he seems like a fairly decent fellow. He didn't like how wrestling was going. He left. He stoked on AEW. He came back. Other than your stupid Pepsi tattoo, I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm for it. But he's giving off major douche vibes with this Eddie Kingston shit. And I'm like, bro, are you secretly a douche? Are you not a cool dude? I can't tell.
For the vibes, and Eddie Kingston,
dude, Eddie Kingston just keeps it so real that I'm like, well, at least I fucking know Eddie Kingston's a firecracker. Like, he ain't trying to hide his crazy. He lets it all hang out.
Oh my God. I'm like,
this is going to be amazing.
Yeah. I seriously yelled at the end of it, though. It was like, oh my God, Eddie, you're so bad. You're so bad.
Eddie was fucking bad about it.
Yeah, truly.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's the match.
And if you tell me that if you're, we're going on to the next match. If this was not your pee break and the women's match was, I want you to stop listening to us. They should have been your pee break.
Well, I am here to confirm that this was my pee break. This was also heat up pizza and eat that break.
This. Yeah.
All right. So I know I got the backstory. I just really don't give a shit about this backstory.
I sadly forgot that Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page were even in this match. Which sucks because I adore Ethan Page. Like, I truly love Ethan Page. And
this is so fun.
Completely forgot he was in the match until like halfway through. And he started bringing the little fighting guys into the ring to like do stuff. Also, I was like, this is supposed to be a street match. Like, where the fuck's the street? And then I was like, oh, it's blizzarding.
So
Minnesota.
I'm very happy that you said that, because the first fucking note that I have written down is this fight did not take place in the streets, like, yeah. At all.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know if it was Ortiz or Santana. Somebody ended up with a chair around their neck and then was thrown into the turnbuckle, and I was scared for their life.
Jesus. Yeah. There was some brutality.
There was definitely some brutality. Sammy is just like too pretty of a man.
But he threw himself off that very tall ladder. Also, black ladders in AEW have to be one of the coolest things.
100%. It's because they're metal as fuck. Get it? Ha! Sorry, bad jokes. We're here for him. I'm still just blown away that Sammy, that ladder was the tallest ladder I've ever fucking seen, and he just threw his body off of it, yeah, onto another person. I love that everybody was so excited about a toaster making an appearance.
Dude, that toaster flew though.
Also, Nyla Rose, I don't know who created it, but Nyla Rose is the one that fucking tweeted it, and I'm fucking dying.
Brave little toasters all elite.
Brave little toasters all elite, guys. So that's been fun.
If you hear me making cat noises, my cat's in here just being a little jerk about it.
She's not, yeah, down.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
I don't care either. I will say I did appreciate Jericho's like little moments talking to Eddie.
Yeah,
like, then. Yeah, like but I'm also very emotional this month, so don't judge me. Like, you kept saying, I'm gonna cry tonight. And let me tell you that I shed tears watching Chris Jericho.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I got a little emotional.
I was just like, this is too much. I can't watch this pay-per-view if this is how it's gonna keep going.
Yeah.
Emotional. Okay, are we ready for the fucking finale?
I don't know if I could talk about it. Let me kick this cat out first.
She's dying.
Can't make up her mind. Oh, we don't even have to talk about it. But weirdly, they just chimed in and said, "Hey, we hired Jay Lethal, by the way."
Oh my fucking God, I forgot about that. What? Okay, so I don't even know who this person is, but it felt very shoehorned in.
And I'm sorry. I should apologize to like everybody. I was a tiny bit high last night when I was watching this. And I yelled in the group chat. I think it came off that I was excited about Jay Lethal, and I wasn't.
No, we're not excited about it.
No, I was not excited about it. I was more like, what the fuck is happening? And then also, like, they signed the wrong Jay. They could have just signed Jay White. They could have signed Jonathan Gresham. They could have signed so many people from ROH, but okay, Jay Lethal, sure.
Tony Khan.
Shit list this week.
Explain yourself, man.
Shit list. Anyway, let's talk about.
Let's talk about it.
My sadness. Okay. As we've stated, and have as I've said this entire podcast, I have one true love, and that is Kenny Omega.
Yes.
I do love Kenny Omega. I will forever love Kenny Omega. Even I fucking wanted Hangman to win. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay. This fucking match.
I have to say this really quick before we get into the actual match. This was one of the longest fucking storylines of my life.
Mm-hmm. It's been like, going on even before you started. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm like, you guys already broke up by the time I fucking started, and it's been a year. It's been a year. We knew you are only allowed to mourn the relationship. What is it, like 1 month for every year you were together? Like, it's been enough time, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just throwing it out there. I'm very happy to see this take a different fucking turn now.
I want to read to you.
Oh God.
Something that I saw, I guess, on Twitter, because I'm that girl.
I just don't know how to use Twitter. It makes my head hurt.
It's okay.
Twitter makes me feel dumb.
My favorite thing is, this is for all the anxious bitches out there. We can do it. We can achieve our dreams.
Oh my God.
But there was someone who said something like, this kind of just like shows you that he went from being insecure and sad and drunk, and then he had these friends who left him, and like he didn't have the friends that he thought he was always going to have, but he made new friends and he gained his confidence back. Listen, I'm just freaking emotional. Oh my God. About it.
Oh my God.
Going to be emotional about it. I'm just in love with this storyline. Let's talk about how they came out. Hangman had the coolest intro with his fucking horse.
No.
Yes.
No.
Amanda, shut up.
I fucking disagree entirely. Kenny's was no bad. Kenny's was complete shit too.
Oh, Kenny's was disgusting.
What was even that outfit?
He thinks he's Sephiroth. He always thinks he's Sephiroth from Final Fantasy, and he's not.
No! 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 It doesn't go with the aesthetic even a little bit. Yeah, Kenny's entrance was horrific. I can't with fucking Hangman walking through riding a horse through the town was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. My favorite was in our podcast network chat. Somebody was like, what? A whole ass short film, seemingly excited about it. And I was like, nobody else finds this ridiculous. Nobody. I'm alone. I'm alone.
And you're still, I think you're still alone.
I'm going to die on this hill is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, no, hopefully someday we get his Orville Peck entrance, because I really wanted it to happen. I thought it was going to maybe happen. They're not friends or anything, but I think he's just always said like he would love Orville Peck to do his entrance one day.
Complete side note really quick. Are Orville Peck and Trixie Mattel dating?
No.
Oh, they're just friends.
Yeah.
They've just been on a lot of things together recently. Yeah. So I'm like.
No, Trixie's had the same boyfriend for like 6 years or something.
Okay. Back to wrestling.
Oh, Kenny looked disgusting. Hangman's theme gives me butterflies, and it's just like when that little like it makes me so nervous.
I like his entrance and theme and everything. Like, I think all of that's pretty great.
Yeah. He was, and then so there's like this whole, there's been this running joke since a very long time ago that his little title card that comes up on the bottom, or his nameplate, always says something kind of stupid on it. And it said that, we're proud of you, love the graphics team. And I was like, fuck.
Oh my God.
Like, everyone's proud of him. We knew the, how this was going, but they had to make it so, like, we didn't know how this was going to go. They really beat the shit out of Hangman this whole match. And I texted you because everyone else was, I didn't want to talk to, but I texted you and I said, Kenny looks desperate because he had this look in his eye. Again, I was a little bit high. So take that for what it was. I was reading into things. He had this look in his eye, and I'm also very passionate about these two people, that was like very much like trying so hard. And I was like, fuck, dude, like, you're trying so hard and you know you're not gonna get it. And then Hangman just like had to persevere and persevere still.
What's Kenny's move called? The one-winged angel or something? Okay, so I will say this. I appreciate about AEW that your finishing move is your finishing move. There is no after your finishing move. I love that about AEW. Reminds me of old wrestling.
Yeah.
And there isn't the whole like, nobody kicks out of the da 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 da, because everybody kicks out of the da da da.
There's so, one thing that they do. there's only one, and it's like a running joke.
Oh, okay. So, fucking Hangman used the one-winged angel on Kenny and he fucking kicked out. And I was like, my eyes got really big. My nostrils flared. I was like, we don't do this here.
I think it's great that they did it that way, because if they made it so that Hangman kicked out of the one-winged angel, it would have dampened it. But Kenny kicked out of his own finisher. And I think that's like, fuck, like the only person to kick out of the one-winged angel is Kenny.
It is cool that it's like, the person whose move it is the one that kicked out of it.
Yeah. So I did love that.
Appreciate that.
We then get the whole like this. Okay. We didn't talk about it. We talked about it earlier. The fucking chops were gnarly.
Oh, they were so gnarly.
They slapped so hard.
These two are really going after each other. Like, and I'm sure it's one of those, like, we have wrestled together. We've been on a tag team together. We know the limitations, so we can really do this. Well, they really did it.
They fucking did it. I hope to God Kenny takes a break after this for just a little bit.
I mean, he had like the promos he was cutting, and he was saying like, nobody has upheld this pace. Like, he's not lying.
Mm-mm.
Like, and Kenny does more than just shit talk on a mic. He definitely has been wrestling and fucking defending the title.
Yeah.
So like,
my boy is tired.
I'm sure he is. Fuck yeah, let's give it to Hangman.
He's old. He's not that old, but
how old is he?
38.
I mean, he's old for wrestling.
He just turned 38.
But then you still have Chris Jericho running around. So part of me is like,
yeah,
until that guy retires.
There's a difference. There's a little bit of a difference. he's not fucking jumping over shit and like flying through the air. I love the buckshot.
I was just gonna say
it's just like fucking insane.
I always forget how fun of a wrestler Hangman is, because I don't see him wrestle frequently, especially he's been off for a while.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So like
a baby.
So like every time he gets in the ring, I'm like, oh, okay, it's Hangman. I'm pretty whatevs about the guy. Like, I like him, but I don't know. I'm not like in love with him or anything. Like, okay, cool. You're cool. Cowboy shit. I got it. As soon as he starts wrestling, I'm like, dude, this guy's rad.
He's such a good guy.
Wrestle more, please.
I did like when Kenny did all the V triggers in the on each like side of the ring. Just watch the match. The match is amazing. It's fucking storytelling. It's so hard to. It's basically, you know, like trying to talk you through art, like, oh, this the colors are really pretty, and it's like I can't describe to you how this looks, just watch the fucking match. It's great.
That's true. And I will say I'm also stoked that Don Callis never actually got the chance to fuck anything up.
He certainly tried,
but because like every match previously, if Don Callis is there, something's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy that although he was present in his stupid ass suit, like he didn't actually get to follow through with fucking anything up.
Yeah, and we did have the Bucks come out and they kind of gave, oh my god, when Matt gave him that little like nod, like just go fucking do it.
I got so mad when I saw the Bucks, and then I was just sitting, the whole time I was just sitting there like, what are they gonna do? Why are they just looking at him like that? And then, like you said, they gave the little nod, and I was like, what the fuck was that about? Are we cool? Oh, we're cool now. The whole time I was so fucking mad.
Cool now. All right.
Oh, we're cool now. The two fucking back to back buck shots to finish it was sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
It was ridiculous.
Great finishing. Like the ending of that, I didn't feel like it lost momentum. I didn't feel like, oh, this is the dumbest finisher. Like it felt fucking rad.
And you know totally. What's, oh my God, you know what's so sad? Okay. So like Hangman wins and like I immediately start crying.
Of course.
I didn't like cry, just like teared up, but like I was just so excited for him. People noticed, like, okay, so like the whole Dark Order came out and like they brought him out the beer, and then Hangman throws the beer because he doesn't need the beer anymore because he has his friends and stuff. The whole time I cannot tell you when Kenny left the ring. And I was like,
oh yeah.
When did he leave the ring?
He straight got overshadowed as fuck.
Like, oh my god. I know it's Hangman's moment though. It's absolutely Hangman's moment. So
yeah.
Anyway.
It's still a little insane though. You always see the guy leave.
Yeah.
Not this time.
You didn't see Kenny leave. Anyway.
Oh.
It was amazing. It was brilliant. It was it's a little sad that it's over. Okay. Yeah. I just mean that, like, it's like book hangover for me a little bit.
Okay. Okay.
In that now sense, like, okay, it's over. Now what? And like, yeah. I don't mean now what in like, okay, now I need more of like this, what's next for Hangman's storyline. I can breathe for a second, but I'm just sad that it's now wrapped up and we won't have that anymore. And so I'm just gonna be a little sad and in my feelings for a second.
Oh,
but I'll be fine.
Well, do you need tragedy milkshake money?
No, I'm fine.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. Thank you very much.
This was a great pay-per-view. Again, AEW knocks the pay-per-views out of the park every time.
Yes.
Every time.
Yeah. So and now we're gonna have fucking Brian Danielson versus Hangman.
Yeah.
Which seems so yucky.
It does feel weird. I'm not 100% on that yet.
You don't want.
No. I'm okay without that, I think.
So we'll see. I don't want Hangman to lose the belt quite suddenly.
He just got it.
I would like to have him keep it for a little bit.
Yeah. Let's give him like 6 months.
He looks so cute with it.
Oh my goodness.
But Kenny, please shave. Please maybe cut the hair just a little bit. And the outfit needs a change. Go back to your like little fancy pants.
100% I'll take cleaner Kenny again over this.
I don't think he'll go that bad.
I don't think so.
I don't think, this was his bad point and that was it.
Can we get like a Kenny Omega rises from the ashes scenario?
Like a phoenix Kenny?
Yes. He goes back to blonde, he shaves his facial hair, like
oh my god, like early New Japan Kenny where he's all like baby blonde in the green trunks.
That was a good Kenny.
I don't know about that.
New Japan Kenny was a good looking Kenny, I'll say that.
Oh my god, and someone had the sign that said what would Kota think? And I was like, y'all, that's not fucking nice.
I saw that. I have no idea what it means, but I saw the sign.
It's because Hangman brought up Kota Ibushi, which was his old tag team partner. Could potentially have been ex, but we'll never know what their true relationship was. I think they were just tag team partners. I don't think they were together.
Oh, because there's all those rumors and silliness.
Well, they were called the Golden Lovers and stuff.
Wow, they really went hard to paint.
Oh, why am I fucking forgetting? They kissed at one point. Like, hey, Granny.
Yeah, I missed. that.
They didn't you kiss. Said it. They didn't kiss, it. But like Heyman like got in his face and like they kind of bumped mouths. And I was just like, they kissed. They didn't kiss.
I saw your tweet as soon as you posted it. I was laughing so fucking hard. I was like, Ashley's gonna die happy now.
Heyman basically just like yelled in Kenny's mouth. As you do.
Amazing.
That was 10 out of 10.
Shit. Hold on. Let me go back to my notes so I can recall everybody. Obviously, it's going to be CM Punk, Malakai Black.
Yeah, should we do a top three?
Yeah, let's do 10 out of 10 with Bang top three.
Oh, no. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I have too many.
You do have too many. Okay, so mine's going to be Thunder Rosa.
Okay.
Malakai Black, CM Punk.
Okay. Wow, Cody's not even in there anymore. This is crazy.
No, Cody's been overshadowed by the tattooed boys.
mine's going to be, you're going to hate me.
Oh, let's hear it. It's going to be amazing, I'm sure.
Jamie Hayter.
Oh.
I just think she's a babe. And I like her like weird rogue hair. It's beautiful.
I do enjoy the rogue hair.
But Jamie Hayter. Eddie Kingston.
That looks like Ray Phoenix's mask.
Well, I mean, you're looking at something, right? Oh, no. Oh, God. This is too hard. I'm going to knock Jamie out. Christian.
Oh.
Eddie Kingston, because he was so unhinged, but he's so beautiful, too. His eyes are so pretty. And then Hangman.
Oh, okay. I knew Hangman was going to end up in there.
I have to.
You know, I could go for Eddie Kingston too. God, his eyelashes are beautiful.
I hate when that happens. How dare you?
How fucking dare you with those eyeballs and those lashes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. I'm fucking team Eddie too.
Just everyone. Like
crazy. Just everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Full Gear. This is probably going to be a fucking 2-hour episode.
Sorry.
Editing Ashley is going to be so pissed.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm going to have to
But we recorded
out.
Early enough so that
it'll be
take
fine.
Multiple days.
I get to have like at least 2 or 3 days to edit if I need to.
Oh, and then I have to fucking make the graphics. Can I tell you how much I hate making the graphics for the pay-per-views?
Because there's so much.
There's just so much, and it's like compiling all of it together and making it look nice is sometimes very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just make it look cute. Just oh my God. Cute boys. That's all.
We'll just splatter it with the cute people.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for joining us on our Full Gear. If you have any opinions on Full Gear you want to share with us, and if you disagree with us, that's cool too.
You can totally shit talk to us. Like,
yeah, we love it.
I will fucking laugh.
We love you all, and we hope you have a great week.
Yes. Drink water. Get enough sleep.
Oh, we should probably do our actual closing.
Oh, yeah. We got to do the thing, huh? Okay. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. You can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod. God, I've been fucking those up lately.
Or you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
And there is merch. I promise to post the new t-shirt this week.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes, we have a new t-shirt. We will post it this week. I don't know if I'm ready, but we are doing it. And you can find the merch at
How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling.BigCartel.com.
Yes. And then next week, we're going to have a guest. So get ready for that. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.